to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and let's talk about something real quick. I have noticed that my schedule is getting very busy, which is why the uploads have been very sporadic. I'm sorry for being a little radio silent on that. I was trying to just balance things and see if I could just muscle through it, which, you know, is not always the best plan, and sometimes it doesn't work, and this is one of those situations. So for the rest of April and potentially the month of March, I'm going to be going to either an every other week upload, or it'll be every week. I'm having a lot of trouble finding time to sit down and record good content, because what's happening is I will go through and record 4 or 5 episodes, and on listening to them back again and doing my edits, I'll realize one of these is decent. And no, that's not me being excessively hard on myself. That's just honesty of going, some of this is not, it's not good. Like, yes, words are being put out, and yes, people would have something to listen to, but it's not, there's no soul behind it. There's no impact. There's nothing meaningful behind it. It's just, I was recording content just for the sake of it. And that's not what I want to do. I'm not comfortable making that stuff. I'm not comfortable putting that out. And I know that there are some schools of thought where they're like, listen, as long as you can just go ahead and get the information out, that'll be good enough and people will like it. And that's, maybe that's true. But for me, I want there to be some substance behind what I'm saying. So that's going forward for the until June. That if there's an every other week upload, that's why. Not that I'm just ghosting you guys. I'm just going, I don't care about this anymore. I'm shutting the podcast down. I'm not shutting the podcast down. I'm not ending it. I just need to go back to the drawing board because I've got some ideas that I want to implement, and it's taking a lot more time than I thought. But we'll get there when we get there. Cool? Cool. So that's actually what I want to talk about for this episode, is sometimes you stretch yourself too thin. Sometimes you think you've got everything in your head going, and you have this great plan, and sometimes that plan just doesn't work. Not for a lack of trying, not for lack of care, but just sometimes it doesn't pan out the way you wanted it to. Back after the TED Talk happened, I got this really big idea to make a bunch of episodes and then to start recording video podcasts, because a lot of you have been requesting that, where you're like, Bobby, I love listening to you, that's awesome, but I want to see your facial expression. I want to see you doing things. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And it came to just some lovely realization that I hate editing video. I really do. Like, if you've checked out any of the YouTube videos or if you check out my TikToks, they're normally just raw video with maybe some music underneath, but that's it. I don't like sitting down and putting 10 layers on a video and making this YouTube masterpiece. That's not something I enjoy. And that's not to say that there aren't avenues where I could ask for help or I could learn a thing or two from YouTube on how to do it. And I've been learning how to edit video better, but I'm just not good at it. And for me, it's with as busy as things are for work, because we're getting into our busy season, and as busy as things are getting with the students that I'm working with, in addition to my own personal life and things that I want to achieve, I just don't have the time right now. And sometimes you have to come to terms with the fact that you might have had a great idea, but the execution just isn't, the timing's not right. And this is one of those times. There will be a video podcast up. Because again, if I have time to sit down and press record on, you know, the recording software, I can easily press record on a video at the same time. Right? Makes sense? And it will be coming. It will get done. That is one thing that really, really discouraged me, is there was one weekend where I recorded 7 videos. And because of the way Windows was working with my recording software, it was recording through Windows native app, or like the native video recorder. And that recorder was using the audio from the webcam, not from the microphone. And because I had set it up where it should have been recording through the microphone, it was all silent. So I sat there and recorded for probably 3 hours and just could not get, y'all, I was so angry. Oh, I was so mad. But that's okay. It's okay. It's okay to try something and mess up. It's okay to come to terms with the fact that you're not really a big fan of doing a task. there are going to be some tasks in life that you just don't like doing. And that for me is one of them is editing video. I don't mind recording. I love recording. You can ask my buddy Neil Legend. When he and I are doing our, we have this movie review YouTube channel called Smash Movies and More Reviews. And there's so many times where he's like, hey man, where are you? I'm like, I've just recorded the video. It's not edited though, and I don't like it. And he's like, all right, man, I hear you. I need you to edit those. and it's okay. I've just come to terms with the fact that that is a task for me that's going to take a little bit more effort. I'm still going to do it. I might not like it, but that's okay. There are going to be tasks in life that you don't like doing, but sometimes you have to do them. And not just for my own sake, because I want to edit the video, but I know how much having a video podcast is going to mean to so many of you. So that's what's next on the horizon. That's the next big thing for this channel. And I want to thank everyone for being here. I want to thank everyone for supporting me. I want to thank everyone for having my back, even though you thought I wasn't posting, I dropped the channel, I stopped believing in it. And I truly am struggling to find the words to express how thankful I am for all the continuous support that you all give me. And for everyone that's ever gotten anything out of my podcast or found something productive in it or found some inspiration in it, thank you. Because you letting me know that what I'm doing matters makes a difference. That's all I got for you. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. I hope everyone remembers how important you are. I hope you remember that the little moments, they matter. Those little things that you do every day, they matter. You're important. You're powerful. You're loved. And I hope you have a phenomenal week ahead of you. I'll catch you all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming.
Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter, 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com. Or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.